So first and foremost, I want to say is organic does not equal healthier. So just because we go and buy organic cheddar bunnies doesn't make them any more healthy than eating the fish variety that's the conventional version. So organic, not always healthy. But when we're talking about produce, there are some benefits to eating organic products, but that doesn't mean that's all we can or should be eating. If we're eating conventional produce because it's more cost effective, then that's much better than going and getting a bag of potato chips instead of eating an apple.
That's one of the things that I often see and hear about is that a mother who's got maybe $50 for a shopping trip, she looks at the extra value meal at the drive-thru at McDonald's or Burger King and says, oh, I could give my kids and I a big bag of burgers and fries and soft drinks on top of that and have something I know they're going to like. But at the same time, that money could be directed elsewhere to something that's going to be healthier in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. And if we prepare foods at home, they are way more cost effective than going out and buying something, even if it's on the dollar menu. So if we talked about buying a bag of chips, which is about a dollar if you get a single serving, you could go get an apple or a banana for 25 or 50 cents for that one individual piece of fruit and be satisfied longer and feel fuller. Plus, it's got way more health benefits than the potato chips. So preparing things at home, buying whole foods, can definitely be more cost effective.
So for the parent who's listening to us right now, Christy, are there any kind of a good starting steps that they can do to really kind of get the ball rolling on this?
One of my favorite recommendations is to tell people to look at the grocery ad. I know it seems very simple, but when you're planning the meals that you're going to eat, whether it be planning dinners or lunches or breakfast, look at the food items that are on sale and purchase those items and plan your meals based around those foods so that you're not coming up with a meal plan for asparagus with dinner and it's not in season. It costs $5 for one bundle. We want to plan around the things that are in season and better price point.
Is there a way that people can research and learn what's in season and what's not?
Absolutely. A simple Google search or even looking up on Pinterest seasonal food items. In fact, I can send you a link to access what's in season in Oregon throughout the year. It's a great table. Yeah.
Okay. So the good starting point is that you find out what's in season. If it's not in season, maybe look for an alternate.
Absolutely. You want to try and buy the in-season produce. Not only is it going to be more cost effective, but it's going to taste better than something that is not in season, has traveled across the country or even the world to get to your grocery store.
I think when a lot of people hear about a recipe too, something that they're going to make at home, they kind of roll their eyes or they envision dirty dishes or they think about it taking a whole night. But I would imagine that with a little innovation and a little extra research, maybe they can find ways to do foods that aren't going to destroy the kitchen and aren't going to take all night.
Absolutely. Getting creative is going to help to break down that barrier or that preconceived idea that it is difficult to eat healthy and cook at home. So an example is my favorite dinner, taking four cans, dumping them into a pot, and I make chili within 15 minutes just based off of those four cans. And it's very easy. One pot to clean up and I'm done.
And you're raising a family, I presume?
Absolutely. I have two kids and a husband.
And so that's probably something that you deal with on a regular basis. How do you feed the family in good time and, again, not trying to put on extra sodium, extra fat, extra sugar?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Trying to feed a family, appeal to the different palates and tastes, preferences of the family, and then also trying to figure out balancing sports and extracurriculars, school and homework. It can be complicated, but if you do a little bit of planning, I find that it makes it way easier than haphazardly going back and trying to figure out what you should have for dinner when everybody's starving.
There's still, I think, a good criteria to have in mind when you're out shopping. I would assume, and I'd like to hear it in your own words too. I don't want to tell you what to say, but I imagine whole grain, of course, is always better than white, even if it's white and rich, perhaps. I would imagine that it's better to try to get things fresh and things that are could be made in the kitchen versus something that is processed or instant. So I'd like to hear it in your own words with your own expertise, Christy. When you go to the grocery store, what are some of the better items to look for that are still within budget?
Some of the better items to look for at the grocery store would be produce. So whether that be fresh or frozen, it can go either way. Frozen is a great way to get high quality fruits and vegetables at a lower price point than the fresh stuff, especially if it's out of season. In terms of buying grains, whole grains are always going to be ideal. Pasta, if you know your kids aren't going to eat whole grain pasta, I like to mix regular pasta with whole grain pasta, and I kind of get the best of both worlds, and the kids are a little bit more accepting of eating that. Breads, we want to get whole grain whenever possible. Dave's Killer Bread is one of my favorite. We also want to look for things such as popcorn. Popcorn can be a great option as long as we're not buying the one covered in salt and butter, but it is a whole grain, so it is a good option. And then having beans as a source of protein as opposed to meat can really stretch your dollar a lot. Or having small amounts of meats that you incorporate a lot of grain and vegetables, and it stretches it so it goes a little bit further.
And that kind of, you talked to me about produce that's in season and in a way that you can save some money by buying produce that's only in season. Do you have any advice as far as saving money when it comes to buying meat?
When it comes to buying meat, you can get creative and go to the grocery store looking for the stuff that's on manager special. Maybe it needs to be prepared within the next couple of days, and that's why it's on manager special. Or again, going to the grocery ad and seeing what's on sale and purchasing it that way. You can also consider purchasing it in bulk so that it can last a little go a little bit further and buy the frozen varieties. But my recommendation is always to watch portions when serving protein, because that's what really gets you in terms of the cost. If you serve very large portions of protein, it's going to cost you more. But the reality is an average adult needs about 3 ounces of meat at dinner. So that is way less than what we see at restaurants and in traditional portions.
And I think too, Christy, I was reading your blog, I think another thing that you did too, as far as being able to stretch a meal budget, is to prepare things that you can serve either again, like your chili, or maybe a dish that could be kind of recreated into something else. You know, case in point for our family is that when we have all those turkey leftovers after Thanksgiving, my wife likes to do a turkey curry stew, which keeps the turkey moist and flavorful, and it's much more inspiring than, you know, 3 weeks of turkey sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So again, in your own words, what would you advise people to prepare as far as being able to make something go a little further?
So I like to prepare my meals where they aren't overly seasoned for one specific type of meal, and then that allows it to have greater variety. So when I cook chicken, I try and cook it initially plain, maybe with a little bit of seasoning on it, but I try and think forward for the future, the next few days, how else I can prepare that chicken. So for example, if I'm going to cook it plain and I have leftovers, the next day we can add barbecue sauce, shred it, and put it on some whole wheat buns so that we have shredded chicken burgers. Or you can take more of that chicken, season it to have onion and maybe a little bit of cumin and other seasonings to make tacos, and then put a little bit of coleslaw or something on top of the taco. So yeah, cooking it plain initially so that you can have more variety.
Christy, do you have any insight as to why organic and free-range food tends to be have a much higher markup than conventional food?
I'm sure there are lots of reasons. I don't know if I know them all. You know, honestly, I don't know if I know why.
Okay.
I think part of it is marketing.
Yeah. I think the New York Times or Washington Post did this article a couple years ago that said that even though nutritionally there was not a huge difference between organic apples, potatoes, what have you, that consumers were willing to pay up to 2-3 times more for them because they just deemed it healthier, even though there was nothing to really back that up.
And that would then be marketing, saying that those food items are better for you. We are marketed to believe that non-GMO products and organic is better for us, but the reality is, no, not really. And I would rather somebody eat fruits and vegetables that are conventionally grown than going and buying convenience and prepackaged foods, which we have definitely associated with long-term diseases. That said, there are very few people who are vegetarians that have very bad chronic diseases. The people who have chronic diseases are those who are eating more of those processed, prepackaged, and convenience foods.
Personal question for you, Christy. How would you describe your eating habits compared to when you were a child?
My eating habits are much improved from when I was a child. When I was younger, I ate a lot of fruits and vegetables, but I also really enjoyed sweets and treats. More recently, I tried a prepackaged container of oatmeal and found it to be too sweet for me. And I have just made it a point to make sure there's at least a fruit or vegetable with every meal and snack that I eat, because I know the benefits of eating more fruits and vegetables.
I think also, too, a lot of processed foods come with a very high amount of sugar and or salt. And so I think the American palate tends to be attracted and maybe even addicted to that level of sodium or sweetness.
I would absolutely agree. Salt and sugar are an addiction, and it's an acquired taste. So you'll find if you really enjoy salt, it takes more and more and more salt to satisfy you and to make you enjoy the amount of salt on your meal. And in order to remove that salt from your diet, you kind of have to slowly wean yourself off of it. It's a huge shock to your palate when you eat large amounts of salt and then cut it out very quickly. Same could be said for sugar.
And that's always a trick during the holiday seasons where it's everywhere, it seems, and encouraged by family, coworkers. It's kind of difficult.
It is hard, especially in the holiday season, and I try and help my clients identify ways that they can get some of the better foods, the fruits and vegetables, and also have fun at the holidays. So that could be as simple as eating a vegetable before you head out to a party, a nice full glass of water, and then when you get there, you're not quite as hungry as you would have been, and you're less likely to overindulge, because that ends up being some of the biggest issue. The last thing I'd like to say is eating more fruits and vegetables is going to help you to feel fuller longer because of the fiber that's as a part of those foods. And if you eat more fruits and vegetables, then you're less likely to overindulge, overconsume, and your budget can be stretched so much further. Like I had said earlier, a banana can be like 25 cents for one single thing, and it can keep you satisfied for a good amount of time.
When you think about people traveling on the road, for instance, too, you see the fast food places, and somehow the idea of taking either buying a banana off a convenience store counter or even going to a grocery store and just grabbing a bag of apples, it kind of takes some reconditioning, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I'm a huge believer in planning as much as possible. So like your example, traveling and going somewhere, whenever I know I'm going to be in my car traveling long distances, I make sure to stock up on fruits and vegetables, put them in the car, take them with me so that they're easily accessible, and I'm buying them at a better price point than trying to get it at a restaurant, a fast food store, or a restaurant where they can cost a little bit more than purchasing them directly from the grocer.